Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go.
Hey girl, how you doing? My name is Charlie. Let's make love. I was wondering if I could take you out. Show you a good time. Oh, invite you to my house. Here is my number. Girl, you can call me. And don't forget, babe, the name is Charlie.
Now, I'm your host, Frank Williams, and you're listening live to the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Hey, thank you guys for listening to the show. I really do appreciate you guys listening this evening. I know you can be doing anything else other than listening to me. I know that. That's why I appreciate it. So thank you guys for listening to the show today. It's Free Fall Friday. Remember, all lines are open. Anyone can call into the show and talk about whatever you'd like. Whatever the subject is, I don't care. Just keep it clean, okay? And at the same time, the call-in number to the show, if you want to call, 818-301-5834. Again, that number is 818-301-5834. Thank you guys for listening. And I can't say it enough as far as thanking you guys for listening to the show. I really do appreciate it. There are a lot of you guys out there that are listening to the show. And, again, thanks for listening in. Hey, the sponsor of the show tonight is CPA on Duty. For all your tax needs, call Laura Freeman Williams at 770-732-0244. That's 770-732-0244. For any tax or accounting needs, give her a call. Now, guys, I also promote the show on Twitter and on Facebook. So if you have a Twitter account, you can follow the show on Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. That's Twitter at the number 82 Astros Alumni. That's where we're on Twitter. So if you want to follow us on Twitter, you get daily show updates and show notes about the show. And you guys can follow the show that way. Send me a tweet whenever you get a chance. I'm also on Facebook. The show's on Facebook. If you have a Facebook account, go to the search box and type in 1982, the number 1982 Astros Alumni, and you'll pull up the page there and send us a friend request. We'll confirm you as a friend. That way, you can get daily show notes and show updates and what's going on with the show. Got something new I'm going to be trying for the show pretty soon. Look out for that. Probably going to try to get it up and running in the next week or so. I'm still trying to pull out all the bugs. So once I get that pulled out, it's going to be something special coming to you from the show. Okay? And so thank you guys again for listening to the show. The call-in number is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. I know you people out, some of you people out there saying, Frank, cut it, stop it with all the thank yous. We're on the show. We're listening, man. We're listening, man. Ain't no big deal. We're on it. Don't worry about it. Stop thanking us. I can't do that. If I stop, then I won't thank people on for other stuff. So I have to keep thanking people because that keeps me in the habit of thanking people. And that way, that's what I teach my kids. Say thank you. You know, you somebody give your kids something or some money or something to eat or something like that. You know, you gotta say thank you. So I want to stay in the habit of that. Now, the Class of 1982 Class Reunion is coming up soon. All you guys in the 1982 class that are listening to the show, I'd like for you guys to be sure. I want to be sure that you guys are getting emails about the reunion from Rhonda Bashwell Pitts. And also, I want you guys to be sure to check in with someone to find out exactly where and how to send your reunion dues. We just need the money to get things going with the reunion. It's coming up in a few months, so we need money to get it going. And the only way we're going to raise money is with you. So get on the email list. You can Facebook. You can find Phyllis Bird Wiggins on Facebook, or you can find Rhonda Bashwell Pitts on Facebook. Just type their names in the search box there, and they'll show up. Just send them a message and let them know that that you want to get on the email list, you're ready to get involved, and where do you send your money? All right, 818-301-5834. Thank you guys for listening to the show again. Now, Free Fall Friday, that means all the lines are open. Anyone can call into the show. You heard me say anyone. Anyone can call into the show. You can call in and just say hello to me. Or you can just call in and listen to the show. I don't mind. And or you want to talk about whatever you want to talk about, Free Fall Friday. So now today, in Hot Atlanta, I mean, it seems like it's a record. There's some record breaking temperatures out there. I know the car shows 100, 102 degrees and stuff like that, exterior temperature. But I know we're into some high and heat. And as soon as you walk out the door, you can kind of feel it hit you right there in the face. You know, you're like, chah! You know, it's like walking into a spider web. You know, you ever been walking underneath something under a close, a close basement, and you run into some spider webs. You've been walking through the woods before and hit a spider web. You know, and you're like, oh my god! You're like, oh. I can't stand that. But that's what the weather feels like as soon as you walk out the door. And they're looking at it being, hot, even hotter next week, or as hot next week. So so you guys be careful out there, and make sure you wear maybe loose-fitting clothes and light color clothes. White is good in this, spring and summertime. So, put your white on so you won't get so hot, because the darker colors, they attract that heat. And your body temperature needs to stay as cool as possible at this time of the year. I mean, and if you don't have to go out, Now, if you have to go out and get whatever you need. But if you don't have to go out, then stay inside and do some indoor activities or some, indoor games or whatever with the kids, or watch a movie or whatever. You know, do that. And that way, you won't be susceptible to this high heat, because it is out there. I mean, it's so hot. I saw, I went to the store a little while ago. It's so hot, man. I saw Superman in a cab. Now, Superman in a cab, Superman not even flying. It's too hot for Superman to fly. He riding around in a cab. So that's how hot it is out there. So again, thank you guys for listening to the show. The call in number is 818-301-5834. You're on with Frank Williams in the 1982 Astros Alumni Radio. Now I have a caller from a 773 area code. The first three digits of their phone number is 850. I want to pull that caller up on the show. Caller, you're on live with Frank Williams. Hello? You're live on the air with Frank Williams. Hello? Well, that was weird call. So I don't know. it's Friday. It's not the 13th though, but it's Friday. So sometimes you get some weird calls coming into the show. But anyway, Free Falls Friday, and we were talking about the weather, and the weather is, like I said, guys. Take you plenty of water with you, wherever you're going, because there's another thing that you never know when you may have a little car trouble, or you might stop and help someone that's having car trouble, and y'all need to be good and watered up, keep your water going and make sure you keep your body. Saturated. Hey guys, I'm back. Sorry about that. Small thing I had to take care of real quick. But anyway, we were talking about the weather here on Free Fall Friday. And like I said, you know, keep some water with you. You know, you got to keep your body hydrated. I said saturated, but you got to keep it. I guess that's a good thing too, saturated and hydrated. You know, you're saturated with water. You pour as much water down your neck as you can over these next few days, you know, especially in the heat. And if you are, you know, having some, you know, some type of alcoholic beverage, have it at home, have it in the house. Or if you go out somewhere, make sure if you are having some alcoholic beverages, you're inside, you're in a cool place, and you're going to stay in that cool place. Drinking alcohol out in the heat is tough on you, man. That's why you see people falling out at some of these sporting events, outdoor sporting events, when it's so hot, and they out there drinking beer, not drinking water, and, you know, the alcohol just drains all your fluids and it dehydrates you. So you got to keep some alcohol going. I'm trying to get in the habit of, you know, when I do take drinks, I'm trying to get in the habit of drinking some water in between my drinks. It seems like, okay, I'm going to have a drink. That's going to pull it out of me. Then I'm going to drink some water. That's going to put it back in me. I'm going to have a drink. It's going to pull it out of me. Then I'm going to have some water, and it's going to put it back in me. That's pretty good. So that's, you know, that's what I'm trying to get in the habit of. And I remember a long time ago when I was a teenager. Well, it wasn't that long ago, but when I was a teenager and I had, you know, I used to be at my grandmother's house, and some of the people that would come by that'd have a drink. They drink the alcohol without any kind of stuff to dilute it, and then they'll have them a glass of water right behind them. So pour down the shot, have a glass of water, and that's what they were doing, keeping their bodies hydrated. That's from the old school, you know. That's from the old school. And here we are in 2012, and we hadn't figured that out yet. I have. And that's what I'm going to do, keep my thing going. But anyway, guys, like I said, please, please, and if you have any kind of elderly you know, if you have some elderly parents or grandparents or friends, what have you, maybe you can, you know, try and make sure that they're pretty good with water and they're drinking at this time, because they don't need to be out. They need to be hanging in inside the air conditioning and keeping themselves hydrated. I know they know plenty of activities, indoor activities to do. So keep them up with it for a few days. It's probably going to be another week of these high temperatures all around Georgia. I mean, all around everywhere in Florida and all over Georgia and things like that. And I believe this next Wednesday, the 4th of July, is going to be hot. Going to be hot and heated. So we're going to have to get in there and figure this out. I know a lot of you guys are going to be barbecuing and stuff like that. So when you're out there barbecuing, just make sure you put up your little umbrella to keep the sun off you. And then while you're out of the sun, make sure you're drinking just some water or Gatorade or something like Powerade or something like that, that'll keep you hydrated while you're out there doing your cooking. I know you got the best ribs and baked beans and corn on the cob and all that stuff than anybody else. So make sure you do the right thing so people can taste it. All right? And again, guys, take care of yourselves. 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Today is Free Fall Friday. We had a weird call to call in a little bit earlier, but that's okay. It's Friday. I expect that on Friday. All right? And this weekend, guys, you know that I'm not on the show on the weekend. I take the weekends off, so I got some family coming in sometime over the weekend, I believe. It may not be until Sunday or even Monday, but I believe they're coming in sometime towards the end of the weekend. So I'll be back on the show on Monday, same time, same place, 6:30, Blog Talk Radio, and we'll do it again. Now, on Monday, I'm not real sure about what I'm going to do on Monday, but, I'm doing the show, but I'm not sure what my topic is going to be Monday. I may have a surprise guest on Monday, so stay tuned for that. I may have a guest on the show on Monday to do a little talking. And if any of you guys want to call in, I'm going to do a 4th of July show on Tuesday, but I will not be here on Wednesday. So we'll be talking on Monday and Tuesday. But like I say, look out for maybe a special guest on the show on Monday. And then if any of you guys want to call in on Tuesday, I'm going to make it an open line Tuesday, and you guys can call in. Y'all can talk about 4th of July, what it means to you, what are your plans for the 4th? What are you guys doing for the 4th? All this kind of jazz. So just do that. Let me know if you guys want to get on the show. Again, guys, I appreciate you guys listening to the show. Take care of yourselves, and have a safe night. Have a safe weekend, and I hope you guys had a great week at work, because I sure did. Hey, I love you guys for listening to the show, and take care of yourselves. Take care of your families, and everything will be good. If everyone takes care of everyone, everything comes out good. So don't worry. Everything's going to work out. Whatever you got going on is going to work out. And it's not going to be too much for you to bear, okay? I've always heard that God doesn't put too much on you that you can't bear. He knows exactly how much you can bear, and he's not going to put that on you. So if it's something, if you got something going on, everybody's got something going on. You may think your problems are the worst in the world, but, you know, there are people out there that have much, much harder and more complex problems than you do. And there are people out there that have less problem than you do, lesser of a problem than you do. So there are people in all those scopes of problems. So so the thing is how you handle the problems, how you get through the problems, and how things come out on the other side. Because all it is learning. It's a steady learning. Life all the time, you know, talk to young people, and a lot of young people listen to the show. All the time I tell them that life is a lot of problems. It's how you solve those problems is what gets you through, and gets you through smoothly. And if you can talk to, and if you can talk to someone that you think is successful, they'll tell you that, you know, they have problems every day that they have to deal with, and they deal with those problems, and then but things keep moving on, keep moving ahead. So that's the way you gotta think. Every 30 days out there. That's how I run. So anyway, guys, again, Free Fall Friday. We've had a great day, and I've got about a minute left in the show. Again, I want to say, take care of yourselves. Have a safe night and a safe weekend. And I'll talk to you at 6:30 on Monday. Take care.